Welcome in Jesus' name. I think by now you know why we are here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not enough for you to be a church goer. You are not a Christian by the virtue of church affiliation. You are one because you are in union and relationship with God. What we all have to crave for is this union life. The union life defines us. Only those who are in Him. Hallelujah. Only those who are in Him can be referred to as Christians. The Bible says you have a new life. And it talks about those who are in Christ Jesus. They are a new creation. So it's either you are Him or you are out. And that's a scriptural way of coming into Him. That is one way you can fully ascertain your new status in Christ. Because you are Him the Bible way. Hallelujah. You are in Christ according to the Bible. Hallelujah. Are you in Christ? Glory to God. According to the Bible. Some people will tell you when you wash your head in the water, then you are in union with God. When you remove your slippers and your sandal, you are in union with God. When you wear one uniform or the other, then you are in union with God. By the virtue of being a member of a denomination, you are in God. But there's only one way to come unto God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Only those who come through that way prescribed by God can really regard themselves as a Christian. Hallelujah. I am a Christian according to the book. Hallelujah. And the Spirit bear witness with my spirit. The Spirit of God will not testify or bear witness to what is ungodly and what is not scriptural. Glory to God. The Spirit of God confirms in our hearts what we've done according to the will of God. Amen and amen. So you have to rejoice today that you are in Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and say, I'm in Christ. And it's not enough to just be in Christ. Christ must also be in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, he that hath Christ hath life. So what's the opposite of life? Death. So he that does not have Christ. Glory to God. Amen and amen. We rejoice in the Lord today. Only God can bring us to this place where we are. And that is why we are doing all our possible best to ensure that we guard jealously the investment of God in our life. No one else could have brought us to where we are today. Our good works will not hand us relationship with God. It cost heaven all that he has to bring us to where we are. That's why we stand to defend the truth of the gospel. The truth that have brought us to this place. We want to ensure that we do not stagger in faith through unbelief, lest we are moved away from the path of salvation and righteousness. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Do you want to come out of Christ? I really want to be locked into Christ. Hallelujah. There's no better place to be but to be in Christ. Hallelujah. Those who are in Christ, they are happy. They are not trying to fake it. We say in His presence there is fullness of joy. On His right hand there are pleasure forevermore. God is faithful. We are warming up for the Sunday retreat. And it's going to be a very strong one. It's going to be a retreat with many bullets. Spiritual bullets and blows. You understand that we clear off all the deposits of the devil in our life, and we pour into us the reality of God. The conference is tagged Flint Eyes. Glory to God. I think the conference has started tonight. Glory to God. Amen and amen. God is raising radical believers. Revelation will make you to be a radical believer. You will not see any other place that you want to go again, but to keep going on and moving on in God. But when you do not have the revelation potential, that is when the devil can cheat you and subvert you. So this is the time for us to arm ourselves with the truth of God's word, so that the enemy will not be able to shortchange us. Flint eyes. Come on, say flint eyes. Come on, say flint eyes. Come on, say flint eyes. Glory to God. He said, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. No matter what, we are getting our eyes fixed. And I think God is dealing with us and trying to steer us up so that we'll be able to renew our focus on Him. Glory to God. God said to Moses, He said, tell these people to look at the brazen serpent. And in the New Testament, God said, the same way that Moses lifted up serpent in the wilderness, He said, so shall the Son of Man be lifted. And everyone that look where the direction you are looking at will determine your level of joy, your level of peace, and how much of the blessings and benefits of salvation you can enjoy. Glory to God. Those things are there, but you must learn to look unto Him. He said, looking unto Him. Glory to God. He said, they look unto Him, their eyes were lightened, and they were not put to shame. You will not be ashamed. I say, you will not be ashamed. I say, you will not be ashamed. When you look unto Him, you become a man that people can refer to as a possessed man. You are possessed. Glory to God. Because the whole entirety of your life is absorbed by the reality of Jesus. His reality has become so overwhelming because that's the direction you are looking at. Your life swing in the direction of your focus. He said, lest you faint. God is aware of those things that really want to shake us and move us away from the path of righteousness. It's not enough for you and I to say, I can stand by my own strength. Because the devil is cruel and is also cunning. We look away from a lot of insignificant things. What makes people to fall and to fail? There's little oversight. But when our eyes is on Him, Bible said, darkness, we have no place in our life. He said, if the eyes is single, the body is full of light. Hallelujah. So this is season for us to renew our sense of focus. It's a dimension of grace. When you see a man who is focused in life, glory to God, he cannot be stopped by the enemy. He's a goal getter. And the one we are focusing our attention on is more than enough. We are focusing our attention on the ultimate goal Himself. He is our ultimate goal. We are called to be like Him. And as we renew our focus, the devil will not be able to shortchange us. He will not be able to lie unto us. the deception of the enemy will not be able to overtake us. We live in the age of deception. A lot of suggestive thoughts come to our mind. The devil clearly wants us to wander away from the path of truth, so we begin to walk on the path of lies and deception. Most times we are riding on the wings of self-assumption. It's not the time for us to assume on God, because God is a living reality. Hallelujah. 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 I just open you up tonight so that you can pray. So that you can pray. It's time for us to step into the finishing anointing. It's time for us to be determined in our mind. I said, this is the direction that our life is going. On Sunday, we were sharing the house, the nature of God's call upon the New Testament church. This is our parish. This is the place where God wants us to operate. The place to show forth. The priest of God is here. And it's now. Not sometimes in the future. It's still in the same place. It's in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. So the church actually exists for the world and not the world for the church. And the church of Jesus is still waxing strong in the world. It's growing like a tender plant from a dry ground. The church of Jesus is growing strong in the midst of thorns. God is not going to separate the thorns from the church. The thorns make us to grow. That is the church of Jesus. That is the church of Jesus. I see that our purpose will not be defeated and not be carried away by the lawlessness and the corruption that have taken over the land. I see that we will not be contaminated. I see that we can find grace in the sight of the Lord. He said, the Cretans, you know, in the city of Crete, they have made their home people. And I want you to know, the devil is strengthening his own church. There are two kinds of church in the world. How many of you know there is something called Church of Satan? Okay. So there is Church of Christ. Hallelujah. And the devil is ready to give everything to that church. Money, anointing, and every other thing. So the devil is preparing for strong evangelism. And some people have been won over by the devil. Unknown to them. Because they have listened to those devil's hemisphere. They are called hemisphere of Satan, who disguise themselves as angel of light. They are harmed with all manner of sophistication. They are harmed with financial resources. They are harmed with the anointing, false anointing. Every anointing that creates a false hope and create, you know, the state of, you know, illusion in the minds of men. It's a fake anointing here, raising the hope of men unto vanity. Because as long as men are thinking from the vanity of their mind, there's no way they can access the throne of grace and look for help and mercy. It's not that it's difficult. That's why this conference in this season is so important. Because they just look. They thought Moses will pray and everything, just, you know, anyone, so it's by choice. You better look and leave. Or look away from him and die. You see, in the apostolic, God give us the capacity to set your mind, to modulate. What God gives to us is your mind. It's not everyone that has it. That's the value of the grace. That's the value of the calling. Glory to God. To walk on your mind. Destroy what the devil has built into that place and begin to reset your mind. You cannot reach the height of God with the old mentality. There's a newness that is required to step into this new horizon in the spirit. So it's good for us to master this art. We call it the art of following God. Step by step, God. Putting his feet where he's put his feet. Taking your steps after him. I pray that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. I say that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we see the picture of a church, the portrait of the church in Crete. Because that is God's expectation. We saw that portrait as the conscience of the nation. Come on, say conscience of the nation. Because there's something light does. Light exposes darkness. God is not against the darkness that is in the land. That's why I don't say if you cannot beat them, you have to join them. You can beat them to it. When you possess this divine life, that's what it takes. That's the filament in your goal. That's what it takes to rise above the challenges of our times, so that you will not be, you know, subjected to the control of Satan. A lot of people have weakened out. A lot of people have fallen away. They cannot stand it any longer. But God said, look, because I have all that you need in my hand. So I want to alter your perspective, the direction you are looking at. That's why we emphasize on Sunday that you must not live a life that doesn't have a border. A life without prohibition. Set a standard. Live by the standard that is inspired by the truth of God's word. This is your consecration. Please get a tape and listen to it again and again. Hallelujah. If you actually want to be the conscience of the nation. Hallelujah. So that the devil will not run you out. Glory to God. Titus chapter 2. Let's look at verse 14. Titus chapter 2 verse 14. I'm just picking it up from that place. Because I'm trusting God to use us to shape your focus. Jesus' life has so much affected these guys that himself said, I've given them your word. So they are in, but not off. Their mind have been so much influenced. Oh, I see Jesus always talk about heaven, 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 heaven. Rejoice not because of this, but rejoice that it was redirecting their, was modulating their mind. Because that is where you generate the power. Looking unto Jesus, the hot all. It doesn't matter what is going on here. He said, we fix not our eyes on things that are seen, but things that are not seen. You wonder why those guys were strong. And they have the capacity to withstand the challenges of their times. We cannot have it on a platter of gold. Glory to God. Stop nurturing those illustrious thoughts that's going to be more easier for us than those people. All we need to do, it may be worst for us. Because God promised us that the last day will be a perilous time. If perilous time have been defined from that time, but the same strength that they used to overcome in their time is the same technology that we use to live above the challenges of our times. Glory to God. That's why I pity a lot of people today who do go to church. And I do ask myself questions. I say, why do we go to church? Why do we go to church? It's time to chart a new course for our life. It's time for us to allow our steps to be governed by purpose. We are not just mere creature of instincts. We are not mere brutes. We are not just donkeys or animals. We are born to be led by the Spirit. He said, don't be like a horse or a mule without which there is no understanding. So until you apply prayer, they will not do anything. We don't need prayer to move. There's a technology that God is building into our life that makes us to be responsive. You understand? To the dealings of God and the leadings of God for our life. If you have those things in you, you have found grace in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, there's this concept that Muslims use. You understand? I like that concept. Let's spiritualize it, not religialize it. You know, you have found favor in the sight of the Lord. That's why you understand this thing.
This doesn't matter what you say to people.
Oh, blessed be God. God is still active in the world today, and the Holy Ghost is still at work in our life. Hallelujah. The work of God have not stopped in our life, and it will not stop. A daily work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's why God have brought us to this place tonight. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things God taught me is, he said, my people have been preached to, and my people have been preached against. He said, but they don't know what to do. And I was sharing with the brethren during the week. I said, listen, he said, when you see someone that talks about heaven, that talks about sin, that talks about hell, that talks about the evil in the society, you say, our truth is not making any impact. You don't need to tell us, we already know. He's preaching the truth. He's preaching the truth. Don't you know that those people who have dipped their hands in sins, they are going through a struggle in their life? Now, what do I do? It's not every pastor that have the revelational potential to build the capacity in you, you understand, to carry out the instruction of God. That's where the truth comes in. The truth is not, he's so bold, he's telling the truth. What have we benefited from that truth? So the person will just be condemned. Then what do I do? That is why people don't, they have begun to lose their appetite for the truth of God's word. Because they feel it always brings condemnation. Purpose of the truth is to set you free and bring spiritual elevation into your life. You see, your faculties are elevated. Resources of God are built into your life. That's what we call the values of the apostolic. It's not a conventional church practice or conventional church gathering, but capacity building. Now begin to bring the concept to you. I talk about consecration, then you see it in a new light. You see, as the thing hit the wall of your life, the thing bounce back. Cannot cross over. The devil may storm your walls, but it cannot invade your heart. Because you are living your life by certain set truth of God's word. There are non-negotiable factors in your life that the devil cannot cross that boundary. That's why we don't live life that is without boundary. Said the spirit of grace that bringeth salvation to all men teacheth us to say no. How many of you know that there are people that don't have a no in their life? They don't have a place that they are going. All things goes. The no you built into your life is not the matter of something that is self-inspired or self-initiated. It's not as a result of your background. They're just naturally stubborn. In their family, they're just stubborn. Do you know there are families that naturally hate corruption? If any member of that family do anything that has to do with corruption, they will bring him out. They will deal with that person and everything. And so what? What is natural to us is not God. Hallelujah. What is God in us is what must be allowed to live like God. That is what is acceptable to God. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, you are not going to have many friends because you have boundaries in your life. How many of you know there are some people that when they want to do some things, they will inform you. They bypass you. Then you begin to overhear that. Because they know the likely things you will say. Sir. You can easily deceive other people and cajole them, coerce them into that thing. But they will go and plot the coup. Somewhere else, and go and plan it. They know. Your life has boundaries. May the devil not know your price. And we are building those boundaries around the territories of truth. We are not going beyond the terrain of what God allowed. What God allowed by his word, his prophetic word, not something that is from our head. And as long as it is clearly revealed in the word of God, that's what we live by. Glory to God. I want to bring something out from this place. Verse 14. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. The church today is more mindful of the benefit of redemption and not the purpose of redemption. You cannot live a victorious life and say you want to live above board or overcome the world if what is the center focus of your life is not the purpose of God. That's why we always emphasize that your life must be governed by purpose. Glory to God. The central coordinate of your life is the purpose of God, not the benefit. Stop running after the benefit. When you fulfill the purpose, the benefit will follow automatically. Seek him first. The purpose and all other things. Don't be afraid.
Because most times we feel we are losing something. God is not going to make those things up for us and all of those things. Fear have made us in order to chase after things when we are supposed to chase after God. Then all those things we have gathered because of lack of God factor in our life. It will just evaporate into the air. Let's not chase after wind. Let's chase after substance, not shadow. Glory to God. You are not created for things. You are created for God. That's why things cannot satisfy you. Have you ever noticed that there is nothing you will do for me that can ever be satisfied? Because they are not made that way. Glory to God. Please get this settled. It doesn't really matter the amount of money you have in your bank account. You will never be satisfied. Contentment comes when we encounter the true reality of God in our life. That's why godliness with contentment is of a great gain. Because the Lord has promised. So if the Lord is for us, who then shall be against us? So we are contented with the reality of God in our life. We are contented with who we are in God. And every other thing follows suit. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, we have to see the truth working in our life. That's why we need to have a right attitude to the truth of God's word. So we can allow the Holy Spirit to do his work. So some people have thought over the years that, you know, the move of the Spirit has to do with people falling under the power and all of those things. That is the least that the Holy Ghost wants to do. There are inner workings of the Spirit in our life. And that's the focus of the apostolic. He said, if the sprinkling of the blood can cleanse the outward man, how much more the blood of eternal spirit to purge your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the living God. Why? Until something takes place on the inside of you, there's no way you can serve the Lord. Because what are you bringing along to serve the Lord? You can't please God in the flesh. God has to alter some things in our life. Glory to God. He has to alter some things in our life. That's why, you see, when we understand this truth, you understand, we will not be discouraged. The devil will not be able to lie to us. We will not begin to drag our feet. God have, you know, put a lot of things in his word, you understand, to recondition our mind and for us to generate strength and become more inspired and motivated. That is enough for us. I want to draw my inspiration from the word of God, not from the successful men in the world, because I don't know how they get to where they are. I want to live by the comfort of the Spirit. He said, God who have comforted us in all. That God have not changed. Glory to God. He's the God of all comfort. He's the God of all grace. That God is still alive. Amen and amen. So it's good to know this. It's good to have clear focus. Listen. So we know that God is setting us apart for himself. He said, and purify unto himself. So God has his own people. Cretans have raised their own people. You see, the economy situation have turned them to liars. That's what environmental factors and economic situation and demonic insinuations have made out of the life of men. So that's why in the church, we must raise counteractive people who will not be submerged the same way other Christians were submerged, because we are Christians. He said that they will turn from darkness unto light. We must live as light. We don't have any reason. You understand? So, because that's what the devil is doing today, is destroying our faith life. Most times we think we need to have what the people of the world have so that we'll be able to reach them. Who told you that they are hungry for what you have? What they need is God. The God that you yourself don't even value in your life. Glory to God. Amen and amen. God have hidden himself in us. It's time for us to let him have full expression. Let him have full expression. Let him express his might, his power, his wisdom, and his ability through our life. This is who we are. We are the people of God. Glory to God. Verse 13. God is saying, as we wait for the appearing. This is the kind of gospel that people don't like today, and that is what it takes to deal with the devil. If you are going to stand strong and stay clean and keep your garment unspotted, only those who have this hope in themselves keep yourself. The hope preserve your soul. Your soul will not be misguided. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, those who have this hope in themselves, they keep, have a responsibility under God to keep that hope alive through continuous injection of the truth and the word into your life. This is what we call wisdom impartation. It has to do with mind stretching. It has to do with changing your perception, which cannot just be altered by mere eloquence of man wisdom, but by the manifestation of the power of the Spirit. It's the work of God. Holy Ghost is still active in the church. So you need to ask yourself question whether the Holy Ghost is still active in your life. There is more that is doing on the inside than is doing on the outside. When God works on the inside of you, then you can go outside there, you understand, and invade your world with the power of the Spirit. God is the doer of this work. He's the doer of this work. So let's stay open to the Holy Spirit. When we come to His presence, I say, God, there's something you are doing in my life. The word of God is doing some things in our life. Unimaginable things. Setting the course of our life aright. Setting things straight, removing the crookedness in our life. Verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior. Come on, say, looking for. Listen, if I ask you today, when you come to church on Sunday, what are you looking for? When you are going to work, what are you looking for? I want to alter your perception. The day what you are looking for is different. Is you are looking for what the Bible says you should look for. Your life will take a new turn. The only way to change a man is to change the way he thinks. So you cannot arrive at your destination in God while you are still working with the old mentality. This is not more of mental renovation, but complete overhauling of the system. It's like you are removing the old engine and you are putting the new model. This body is decaying, the old body. You understand? And your spirit is regenerated. But there's no way your regenerated spirit can relate, you understand, with the old engine. See, the thing will not lift off the ground, no matter how hard you try. Accelerate and pull everything. Change the gear to anything, it will not take you anywhere. If you want to mount up with the wings of an eagle, if you want to fly and run upon the hills, hallelujah. He said, it makes my feet to be like the feet of a deer. The garden is not blossoming, but yet I can ride upon my high places. What is it that makes that one possible? Hallelujah. The power of the new model. Because the new model is automatic, while the other one is being run by manual. So it's everything is electrical. Glory to God. So just like a remote. So you just see on manual. You understand? Can you imagine you're traveling to Lagos and you just put your manual gear edge. You understand? You put it. You think the thing will be changing itself? So now God put a model that is fashion. It's something that God has perfected in heaven. Hallelujah. Then it can flow. You can't flow with God when all you have is just mental renovation and panabite. Because there is nothing good. Everything has to be moved. And drain the blood. Drain everything. Drain. Clean it with metallized spirit. Everything. If a little of it is still left, that will be your undoing. The moment you want to cry, he said, I discovered that the little thing of those things are still there. So the moment I want to climb, I want to fly. At the God level, he said, I said, oh, there's another law that is at work in my body. You can't think like mere men and live a supernatural life. Why will Christianity not be frustrating to you? Why will it not be boring? Because you don't understand it. Looking for that blessed hope. Is that why you come to church? Is that why you are doing business? Today we have turned means to an end. God wants us to make profit in our business so that we can advance His kingdom. God wants us to go to school so that we can have the necessary, you know, materials and resource and ability, you understand, to preach His word. But we've turned those things to an end. The values of the church have changed. We build our values around things, achievement and attainment. But do you know that it doesn't matter your level of attainment? That will not hurt your value in the spirit. It will not lead to more efficiency in the spirit. it's a professor. See, professor, let him preach on Sunday. You think it is BK class? Because the professor feels you be knowledgeable. When they begin, when he opens his mouth, begin to say some stupid things. But you are not professing anything. You are just finished secondary school. Just, if they give you microphone to come and preach, you bring out revelation. You divide the world. He said, he will lump everything together before you know it. His intellect take over. What we will have is BB grammar and no substance. Those things will not be helpful to us. Only God can be helpful to us. He said, I don't want to hear any other thing among you but Christ. This is a man who have proved it. What I want in you is new engine. There's new engine that is that God is, you know, is trying to couple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For now, you are a spiritual sight. So God is a spiritual workshop. He has to couple all of those things and put everything there and become responsive. Don't mind the little weakness and failure you experience and all of those things, and you are still on that process. When Zion is built, Zion shall appear in his glory. Glory to God. Please, can you compare traveling to Lagos by here or traveling to Lagos in a very good car? Can you compare it to trekking to Lagos? Or going to Lagos on a motorbike? On bicycle. You want to go and welcome Buhari? Can you compare that one? That's why most times it's unimaginable. Most times when we do things for God and we begin to feel, do you carry it on your head? Is it the motor that is carrying you or you are carrying the motor? It's time to ride on the wings of an eagle. It's not a call to a life of deception. It's a call to a life of reality. Let's not chase after wings. Let's go for the substance. Glory to God. Looking for that blessed hope. It's a hope that does not make us ashamed. It was promised by Jesus himself. God, who cannot lie, bound himself with an oath. These are the sacred promises of God. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of the Son of God, and by his precious. The word precious there means sacred. Other things can be altered and changed, but this one cannot be changed or altered. It's a sure hope. Glory to God. Looking for that blessed hope. Every decision you make in life, every step you take in life, you take that life, you take those decisions, being mindful of this blessed hope. I want your eyes to be up and not down. Glory to God. The moment your eyes is up and not down, your affection is set on things above and not. That's why he says, set your affections on things above. Colossians 3. Where Christ is seated. Say, now that you are raised with Christ, your life is hid in him. But it's not enough for you. That's why it's not enough for you to be born again. Hallelujah. The greatest thing that can happen in the life of any believer after being born again, you know what that thing is? What is it? The greatest thing that can happen in the life of a believer after being born again. Because your being born again is useless. If you don't transit to this other level, what's the greatest thing that can happen in a man's life after being born again? I want ideas. I'm not saying something spiritual. I'm saying idea. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In those days, what we were taught is, after salvation, the class 2, the young beginners class, is Holy Spirit. Class 3, it is the will of God for you to prosper. Class 4, it is the will of God to glory to God. It doesn't make any difference if you don't experience this other one. And this is a lifetime experience. That is what we call salvation of soul. That is what we call soul winning. Most times, our soul is saved long after we have been born again. Long time after we've been born again. Because as long as that old engine is still dominating your life, you will be alive today, you will be dead tomorrow. You will be dead. You understand? Your life is fluctuating. And people cannot fix you. Glory to God. You cannot be recommended for ultimate performance. I say,
is excellent performer. This one, I guarantee it. When God talk about show stock, he's talking about the people prepared by the Lord. Engine, you see, engines that have been tested and proved. That's what you put in the showroom. So that the owner of the showroom can confidently approach any customer.
This one, if you want to buy vehicle, this is what you buy.
The man confidently. When will God begin to rise up confidently on your behalf? I said, I've proved him, I've tested him. Everything is intact. Excellent performance. That is the struggle we have in our life. And because God loves us so much, he wants our soul to be saved. So God will not let go on us. He will not leave us alone. Most times we think we are right in our own sight. But God says, no, what you say is right. What make it wrong is what is inside of you. And because when what is inside of us is not altered, you understand? Every other thing we see on the outside will be the same. We say to the pure, all things are pure. You see things as you are. Glory to God. That's why it's difficult for a lot of us to run alongside with Jesus, to take a step after him, to be responsive to the leading of God for our life. That's why God said, as many as have been led by the Spirit, they are sons of God. Let me show you one of those, that greatest thing I was talking about. He said the greatest thing that can happen in a man's life after salvation experience is the renewal of your mind. If your mind is not renewed, you are grounded. It doesn't make any difference. Hallelujah. You are just like the old car running with the old engine with a regenerated spirit. The regenerated spirit is helpless. If the soul, you understand, is not connecting. You see this to me? The body is the least of them all. Just get the soul and the spirit connected. The body will follow. You know, it's like a car engine now. The body, where you drive it into, that's where it's going. Praise the Lord. And that will be our experience in this season. Romans chapter 12. Looking for that blessed hope. That's why people say we are crazy. Just mindful of that blessed hope. That you are doing business with people, you are not mindful of the money you will make. You are mindful of the blessed hope. When people say you are crazy, I say, just pay me. Don't be a stupid man to do that in Nigeria. I'm talking about just being, you know, just literally. You understand? But you just be mindful. There's no way you are mindful of where you are coming from without having strong desire for where you are going, looking forward to. Then you see, you will experience a lift in your life. You can glide smoothly into your destiny. You are not only called to run, God has promised to carry you. Glory to God. I don't know if God has carried you before. Glory to God. You know, see, when you see a plane want to take off, it's going to take off, you know, it's going to run some distance on the ground. You understand? Before you know, just put your feet inside the other. Leave the rest to God. Because most times you wonder, say, how am I going to fly over this Red Sea? Leave that to God. Start at the ground level, the one you know. Before you know it, that's the power of the new model, the new way of thinking. I'm talking about the way this revelation works in your life. Looking forward to. I don't know how you feel. You understand? If somebody promises you that by the end of the month, the last day of the month, is going to give you $20,000. Looking forward to. And your landlord is just trying to mess up. Do you need to fight him? Yato ajeri je ko su kwari e ma sha binu. People wonder why you are gentle, sir. And your wife asks, do you have money somewhere you want? Looking forward to. It becomes easier for us to run the race of destiny while we are looking forward to. All the men that ran and they won, all the men that received commendation from God, they do not even, you know, they do not even, you know, enjoy the promises.
But they live their life as God requires. Where do they get the capacity to live as God intended? He said, because they were not mindful of. In Philippians 3, it talks about a church that is mindful of the things on earth. That's a carnal church. That's why carnal church, carnal people cannot understand us. Because when we talk about mindful of this, because they don't see any reason why we have to take the decision we are taking. They don't see any reason why we have to do what we are doing. You understand? There's a struggle in the church today. You understand? You see the world, there's so much envy in the church. And they feel that the church is having too much. People are giving in the church. And they feel that pastors are, what's going on here? I say, people are getting money. What's is that? One pastor said, if you are hungry, go and start your own church. But they don't know the reason why we give as believers. They think the reason we give is not to enrich a pastor. No. It's so that there may be something in your account in heaven. Looking forward to. But they don't know the reason why we do this. We are doing. They don't have any heaven they are going. They don't have anything. So that's why God is not calling us to raise mere secular human. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 Corinthians 3. You can crush that on your own and crack it. You understand? And God says, I cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual. But now as unto carnal. He first analyzed spirituality and carnality. You know, talking about a life that is utterly dominated. We are so much attached to this world that we cannot run the race of destiny any longer. We cannot make our journey towards God any longer. While the work of God have stopped in our life, other things. You understand? Are growing around our life. It's time for us to fast track the purpose of God in our life. It's time for us to accelerate. It's coming. It's time for us to renew our mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A church that is hardly dominated. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by. How do you experience transformation in your life? That's the key to change. Renewal of mind. Change the way man thinks. So I don't want you to think like mere men who is just thinking about this place, but men who are thinking about the hereafter. You will not suffer the loss of your inheritance. He said, and he wept for it with tears, and he could not retrieve it back. He said, let none of you be profane as Esau. You see, there are people, when you talk about Herod today, you're not talking about someone who's speaking jargons. No. Only people who are spiritually intelligent can detect the error that is going on in the church. Men are doing great damage to the work of God. Why? Because they are infused in the spirit of profanity into the minds of people. And that will make them to suffer the loss of their heritage in God. Some people will still weep. Paul said, of whom, he said, those who are mindful of the things of this, of whom I'm weeping for them. And these are people you rejoice with. I said, congratulations. Don't say rejoice with those that are rejoicing. You better begin to weep for him. Because he is not thinking about heaven while he's looking for that thing. You know the reason why I can say I don't want? Because I'm looking forward to. I'm looking for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. My strongest desire is for where I'm going. I'm not mindful of the place where I've left. I've left this place. So I'm not subscribing to it any longer. My main investment is not here. My greatest investment is there. It's time to live in a collapsible tent. It's time to live as pilgrim people. It's time to live like people who are on a journey. We are designed for movement. Let nothing impede your movement. Don't allow the spirit of Lot's wife to invade your soul. Don't let your soul be captured, wrapped, and chained. There are people that, you see, you understand, in the spirit, you see that their soul is chained. It's bound. When we talk about intercession, people think it's a joke. Now, are you? He said the prince of this world have blinded their minds. Where did the prince of this world blinded? Their mind. So that the light of the glorious gospel, they are so much wrapped in their false concept of God and, you know, and wrong perception of life. So they are not open to God. They are not receptive to God. Every time, God has called all of us to be prophets. You can pick things on your own. But if you are not connecting, you understand? Remove all the engine on your television, you understand, and begin to press it. Remove all the connection here, you understand, and begin to see if this thing we show there. If press, we want function. When we lack the true reality, the real components of God, we lack it in our life. God has not called us as a church to raise mere secular humans. So that everything we are doing is just... But God has called us to raise men who are spiritual. He said, therefore, I cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual. It's not every church you go, you can speak to them as unto spiritual. But as a carnal, babes, you feed them with milk and not with meat of the world. A lot of things are hidden from them. They are men of immature perception. But God wants us to elevate your faculties, lest you be enslaved by the system of this world. That system is designed to kill you, to choke and suffocate your destiny. Everywhere you go, that's the way it's designed. It's designed to hem you on every side. But the grace of God free you. Hallelujah. 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 Against hope, you believe in the new model engine. He said, this one cannot fail. Allow all of them to surround themselves around themselves. Just press the connector. Who run? Why is it that the disciples were not looking for our way of escape? Somebody to release them from prison. Someone even decided that they offer him bribe so that he can release himself. Tobawa, Elogusuma can't search. Why is it that they were still rejoicing? Let's make a mess of the devil. Over the years, he has mocked the church. Let's turn him to an object of mockery. As God sits in heaven and a laugh into scorn, let's join God to laugh the enemy to scorn. And so you are talking to a wrong person. This one has a new engine. The way he thinks, it's not thinking about here, it's thinking about there. The devil cannot offer you that. These are the values of the New Testament church. There's a church that just wants you to think about here. So you are bound to this place. When things go wrong here, you cannot move on any longer. And the devil knows your weaknesses. So, if you know that you are still happy, you say, thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You just made something to go wrong with your business. Before you know it, your full salary turned to half salary. Before you know it, your salary is delayed. So, but then it doesn't matter what is going wrong here. Hallelujah. This is a church of heaven on earth. Glory to God. Our citizenship is not of this place, but it's of heaven. And that is where we're expecting our Lord Jesus Christ. Looking forward to being mindful. I want to become people possessed. That people cannot fix all the country. They won't know. They think you are stupid. That's why you are doing what you are doing. Be mindful. You don't know that you are sending your greatest investment ahead of time. Because you know the harvest day is inevitable. He said, therefore be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He said, for your labor in the Lord. Even when it seems you are being cheated or full of hope among the lady. Where there's no tea, there's no rubber. Go see. Interest over my gulu, cheat bank, defrauding. Everything. What you put there, that's what you made there. He said, I want to permit you to, you see, open an account there. I want to permit you to constantly send something there. Know that your greatest. That's why you see those. He said, for me to be with you is good. For me to die is gain. Can you just imagine the depressing condition of Nigeria now? And you have about 100,000 dollars in America, in your America account, and in your UK account, you have about 200,000 pounds. Do you want to spend the next 6 months in Nigeria? For me to be in Nigeria, Kobaje, for me to die is good. Why is it that they were looking for death? gbogbo bukata gbogbo aye gbogbo patapata ibi to wa ni o fe lo le komo so bo fe lo le mo mi re le hallelujah. So the devil cannot threaten them, and that's the value of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. It's not just enough for you to know that he died. His death saved you from your sin, but you must also believe in his resurrection power. Glory to God. That is the bedrock of Christianity. Glory to God. Because we know we shall be raised up on that day. The same spirit that quickens Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal body. It will change this body. This vile body. It will turn it to a new one. Everything just in the flint of our eyes. Pum. How many of you know that a whole Bible we are carrying those days, voluminous Bible like this, most of them, when you convert them, they are not up to 20 megabytes. This your body will be compressed to megabyte. Just like that. Glory to God. Don't let me. Don't know if you can handle this. Glory to God. So much. As the pastor said, send that. My send you can go out. You have to take time to teach you. Praise God. Amen and amen. How is it as good as that? It's as good as that. Being mindful. Being mindful. Why is it that you can receive all that God wants to give you today? Being mindful. Why is it that God is doing all that He's doing today? Being mindful. Because He knows that if those things are not in place, there is no unclean thing that shall inherit the kingdom of God. God, being mindful of this, He didn't want you to suffer the loss of everything you have worked for. So He's working on you on a daily basis. And when you understand this, you have inside the formation. You can count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. It may not be a thing of joy, but you know, being mindful. And those who are not mindful, who don't have this renewed mind, who only have a mental concept of God, whose mind have just been permeated. So they are operating with a fractured mind. How many of you know that Christians that have a fractured mind? They cannot appreciate this. And the more you are able to appreciate this, the more easier it becomes for you to run the race of destiny. It's not going to be your strength any longer. You operate under divine pool. Come and say divine pool. Come and say divine pool. Hallelujah. You don't need a push. You only need a pull. Heaven will begin to pull you, compelling you to take some decision. He said, for the love of God compels us. The way the love of God compels us, heaven compels you. If we take heaven out of it, it's a stupid thing we are doing. But when we put where we are going to perspective, it makes a lot of sense. Don't let anyone take that one out of your perspective. Let's form groups. Let's interact in the spirit. Let's pray for one another that this truth will remain in our consciousness. That you say, I pray for my brother, I will always be mindful of where we are going. Mindful of it. Because it's mindful of where. When you have a thing to share with people, tell them about where we are going. Where we are going. It's long that people have heard that before. They're going nowhere. It's all about this, you know. When I get my, you know, from not my Ferrari, when I push it, we paint it in so much that even if you don't like the things of the world before, you want to begin to like it. Because we're in the midst of mixed multitude, they romanticize your heart. We have a lot of attachment to this world. And that is compelling us to live a life of compromise. What the world considers a must, if you don't have it, you are not recognized. If you don't have it, you are nobody. If that is not done in your life, you don't have a voice. We are so much attached to all of those things. If you are not married to what God has provided in heaven, and say, Lord, I'm married to this. I live my life by this. I subject my life to this reality. Listen, your life will be full of frustration. The devil will threaten you and harass you. You are going to have a lot of sleepless nights when you are rolling from one side of the bed to the other side. And you are going to kill that person. He will remind you of what you don't have. He will not remind you of Christ that you have. He will remind you of things we are yet to achieve and say, hey, what is today's date now? March not to Lord. Yeah, anybody say prio. Hey, he will and you be for no reason. Looking forward to. Hallelujah. Come and say, there's something I'm looking forward to. I say every day in your life, use faith to keep your hope alive. Looking forward to. I'm looking forward. So you see, life will not offer you all the excitement that is there. And this means this life is not fun. But you can create a new world for yourself. You understand? You are living in your own world. You are excited. They don't know why you are excited. They don't know why you are happy. Because you are looking forward to. Not when money will be deposited into your account and you receive a lot. But you know, every moment you send things home, there's an alert in your spirit. I say, hallelujah. Soon and very soon. Come on, say soon and very soon. Not now, now. So while you are waiting for that, build boundaries around your life so that this great opportunity will not slip out of your hand. It's not enough for you to say, oh, I want to go to heaven. Don't you know heaven is a place where God has prepared for his own people? You may want to. That doesn't mean you can. Get the resource. Get the capacity. That's why God is resource man. They give you the capacity, the enablement, the revelation of potential. God used those words to form this true reality into our lives. And when you have those things in shape in your life, you have less struggle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and say, looking forward to. Come and say, looking forward to. He said, I'm being not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing. Renewing. Those old thoughts must be displaced. You see, Jesus spent time to do that. Don't think about what you will eat, what you will drink, what you put on. Life is more than all of those things. Everywhere there's a place we are going. Labor not for the need of penny. All of those is the same truth that he's saying. Just to, you know, he concentrate on their mind. He said, listen, don't allow yourself to be trapped and captured by these things. It's a system. Those necessities of life and daily challenges and domestic and legitimate needs of life, we always show off. Show off. You understand? But you must not be wrapped. All of them, you must not be caught in the trap of your life, must not be dominated by your needs. Your life must be dominated by the power of the Spirit. Give God a chance in your life, then you will experience the joy of the Lord in your heart. Till Christ comes, some people will not experience that joy, but this has been the daily experience of most believers. I want to know the joy of the Lord, I want to know the peace of the Lord, I want to experience His loving kindness. You see, don't wait for when life will be better. You only need to know the joy of the Lord in your heart. This life is not going to be better. So when it is now better, when things are going on, for that I'll be happy. I don't need to wait till things get better before I'm happy. Either it's better or it's not better. It doesn't make any difference. Hallelujah. I want to live in my own world. I'll be happy. I'll rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. In view of heaven. That's why when you are employing someone as a Christian and someone who is not a Christian, that's what makes the difference. Where we are going. Be mindful of this. There's a restraint. Everything he does, be mindful of. Be mindful. The word mindful means mind full of. Mind that have been absorbed. And it won't happen until you give yourself to that truth. I said, Lord, this place you say we are going? He said, they checked the scripture whether those things were true. I said, Lord, you said it in your word? That's what Jesus said. Ah. If God is the one who has promised, God who cannot lie, then make hope alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Even though the garden may not blossom, there is a river of God that flows through the city of God. Even when the mountains are falling on each other, there's a river that makes glad the city of God. This river keeps on flowing. Get your eyes on this river. Take your eyes off those challenges.
There's an adage in Yoruba that says, "Ta baro dudu ifo."
Am I shaking you?
So our parents have taught us that when something is itching you and you are sensitive, leave it, don't scratch it. Because there's something when those things are itching you, you can scratch it until you scratch all your flesh away. The thing will still be there. Say, what do you mean? Leave it. And most times you discover that when you leave it like that, there are some things that are chemical that flow through your body system that after a while that thing will just disappear. But if you have scratched it and the thing is bleeding and the flesh and everything is torn apart and all of those things, then you will have something to take care of even after the scratching has gone. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Come and say flint eyes. 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 You know, we are people of a difference. You understand? You know, we are people of class. We can manage their faces. It's about life management. God has given us all the spiritual incentive that is required to manage life and put it to where it belongs. It must not rule over us. He said, those who have abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they reign, not in heaven, in life, through this revelation. You administer the truth on life situation. Hallelujah. You declare the judgment that is written. You don't need information. You need revelation. Glory to God. It's time for you to administer the truth on your present situation. You will not take heaven from me. You will not rob me of my eternal destiny. God has promised us excellent performance. And that is what I'm going for. Not a life of mediocrity. I don't want to be second best. I want to be the best that God wants me to be. So I set my affections. Come and say, I set my affections. So I want you to take all of this truth and begin to come up with confession. Say, thank you, Jesus. And so please, somebody should go and work on this material and bring out a confession for us and put it on our WhatsApp page. Hallelujah. He said, thank you, Jesus. I walk today. I set my affections on things above and not the things beneath. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I live above all situations as a consequence of life. Hallelujah. Because my affection is set on things above. So, and the one who is above all. Hallelujah. So I think above. I see beyond this. Hallelujah. I look for that better and lasting possession waiting for me. So the devil cannot stop me from running the race of destiny. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has given me the feet of a deer. I can ride upon my high places. My strength is renewed like an eagle today. It's time for me to fly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My feet may still be on ground, but listen to me. Very soon, God will begin to carry me. He will carry me on his back. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Please, I don't know. I asked a question the other time. I don't know if God have carried you before. Oh, when you were young. Oh, baby, let's say ye. I said, that's how you. God, because it's not the time to sit down. So he's not carrying you and putting you on his lap. It's time to run with him. At the pace at which God walks, that's the pace at which you walk. Get connected. Hallelujah. When you walk with the same engine, glory to God, you have something to drive your engine. To drive, you know, to power the system. It's a new operational system. Glory to God. And when you have a new operating system, the package, the software, and everything will be different. So God is putting a new software. And when you have the software, you can drive that operating system. You can say, print black alone. When you like, you said, print four colors. And say, store it at so and so place. But if the software is not there, say, print. He said, this device cannot run your command. So after Paul have done everything, print. He said, you cannot perform this. He said, and you know, there are times it seems as if I didn't want to
Hallelujah. You need a new driver. Glory to God. You need a new driver. That's a new package. That's why you must understand the present truth. If you are living by the old, you will not lift up the ground. Glory to God. He said, therefore, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law. The law is not respecter of person. You don't need to know that it's there. You don't need to be aware of it. It's operating where we are. But the virtue of that law, that you know it or not, that's why you are seated here. And you are not floating midway. Get the right resource into your life. You just find out you are there. Glory to God. Father, we thank you.